One of my clients this week was asking me about macronutrients and sugar content or carb content of fruit, and so I wanted to address some of that here. Okay, so let's keep this super basic and simple. Macros, in the basic sense, are your carbohydrates, your fat, and your proteins in terms of diet. Carbohydrates are important to us because they're a huge energy source. To simplify it a lot, carbs help us make glycogen, which fuels our bodies and brains. Carbs also have a reputation with many as being related to difficulty with fat loss or with fat gain. Carbohydrates are necessary for us, but something you can do as a dieter is try to eat more complex carbohydrates like grains and wheat breads. Refined carbs such as white breads, white potatoes, the carbs you find in candies and snack foods tend to negatively affect our health more when it comes to diets and fat loss. But at the same time, please don't villainize carbs because even your most strict athlete needs them. Fats also sometimes are in the same boat because when I was young in the 90s, fats were evil. Everything was low fat and fat free. I remember being a gymnast as a kid and having fat free products aplenty in our cabinet and thinking I was being a hardcore athlete. Fats are essential to the body for body functions, vitamin absorption, creation of fatty acids, many, many vital processes. It's not just as simple as fat bad, weight gain, oh no. We try to direct people toward healthy fats. An example of healthy fats would be fats that come from fish or almonds, healthier types of oils in contrast to trans fat, prepackaged food, fast food, margarines, you know, like French fries versus nuts, avocados, and olive oil. The macro I'm the most familiar with is protein because as a strength athlete, I can never get enough protein in a day. Protein helps repair tissues. It helps us build muscle. It's good for our skin, and it's also part of the process for hormones and enzymes. Also, protein can provide immune system support. For an athlete, appropriate protein assists in recovery, helps you avoid overtraining, and helps you with those strength gains. For us, as athletes and people trying to lose body fat, protein should come from lean meats such as chicken, turkey, fish, or lean cuts of beef. Your macros are not your enemy, and I am definitely not a proponent of if it fits your macros. IFYYM is a method people use, setting macronutrient goals, and as long as the food fits in it, they're good with eating it. That doesn't work for me, because garbage in, garbage out. The quality of the food you eat is hugely related to the outcome, whether it's on the scale or in your sports performance. I'm a believer in tracking calories at certain times or periods of the training program and tracking macros to stay accountable, especially if you're making a new change to body weight, body fat, or you have a specific performance goal. I will make a YouTube video in the near future covering this with pictures and images. If you have specific questions about macronutrients and the role they play in your sports performance, leave a comment and I will answer it. If I don't know, I will find the answer. Related to the topic of macros is a common thing I see, a common misconception, misunderstanding, however you want to say it among people, is that of a lot of people worry about getting too many carbs from fruit, or more commonly, too much sugar from fruit. But here's the thing, that's non-scientific study. There is no scientific study for this, I don't think. Do you know any morbidly obese person who's significantly overweight, not just a little, that only overeats fresh fruit or only eats fresh fruit? I can pretty much guarantee the answer will be no. You cannot mess up by eating fresh fruit. Fresh fruit is good for you as compared to snack, crackers, processed food, food from a restaurant. Eat your fruit. Aim for your protein goals each day and try not to go over on carbs and fat, but I'd rather have you going over on carbs, but that's a lot of fruit, or over consuming fruit because it's easier to clean up other areas of the diet. Don't worry about fruit. The antioxidants and health benefits of keeping you full in lieu of eating other less ideal things are tremendous. So eat your fruit. Just remember, fruit will set you free.